Hi, welcome to Days in the Wild, Big Game Hunting Podcast. Today we're going to do something a little different. I don't usually do solo podcasts, but we get a lot of questions because winter's right there, within reach here, and those colder weather hunts are coming up, and a lot of guys have been asking me, what I run and what I use. So I'm kind of going to go a little quick overview about what gear I'm using, and I'm going to use two hunts in particular that I have coming up myself that are going to be very cold and possibly dealing with snow and whatnot. So but before I jump into that, I'm gonna talk to you guys about what I ran all elk season and what I've been running for the last 2 years for all my hot weather stuff. I've been just running the Apex pant, and I love that pant. It's great for, nothing's really great for 90 and 100 degrees, but it's about the best cooling pant that I can find. And it's still good. We had a couple of days, couple of mornings during elk season where we were in the high, high 30s, low 40s. And because elk hunting in the early seasons kind of a high energy hunt, and you're always walking and moving, I was never cold. That's a great pant, and I love the lightweight merino. I literally wear that if it's 110 degrees, and again, I'm comfortable in that with almost nothing, to about 50 degrees, and then but when it's 50, let's say 55-ish, I'll wear either the heavyweight hoodie or maybe just a Jetstream jacket or the Kelvin Light hoodie. The Kelvin Light hoodie I like because it packs down nice, and that's probably my biggest go-to for mild weather warmth is that Kelvin Light hoodie. That's just a great system, and the one drawback to the Kelvin Light hoodie or any of the Kelvin series is they tend to be a little noisy. That fabric is noisy, especially the newer down one and the puffy WS, the wind-stopping ones. Those are quite a bit louder. The Kelvin Light hoodie is the quietest of all of them, and I have done plenty of stalks with that and been successful not getting busted, making noise, and I've also worn it in a tree stand and not been busted, so kind of a neat setup. You start wearing, the down or the down WS or the puffy WS, the big one, those are quite a bit louder, and you got to take that into consideration. So that being said, moving on, for one, people ask me about boots. Boots is something that you got to find something that fits your foot, whatever's the most comfortable to you. I'm going to tell you what I wear, and it may not be good for you. I kind of slide between three different boots. In the early season, or when I feel like it's going to be a really wet day, I wear the Crispy Thors. But my go-to for most of the season is the Brickstall, the Crispy Brickstall. And I wear the insulated ones. Even when it's warmer, I wear the insulated ones. I don't have both pairs. I just have the insulated one. And that is good for me from pretty much all through fall. And even on cold, once it gets below 30 degrees, that's when I'm really kind of starting to hurt, where I start getting cold feet or whatever. But up to about 30 degrees, those are really good boots. They handle water pretty good. They handle the snow pretty good. I like them a lot, and they're quiet. Certain boots had that cloppy clop sound when you walk. These really, at least to my foot, conform to it real good, so you don't get that sound. And the whatever material the Vibram is made out of on the bottom, it's very quiet. My heavier cold weather boot that I'm running right now is the Wild Rock GTX. That's what I wear. If I'm maybe doing a lot of hiking and whatever, I usually could stay pretty warm with those. Stationary, if I'm sitting in a tree stand, I'm looking for like 1600 grams of thinsulate or whatever. I'm looking for a heavier boot, something that I could sit there comfortably, or at least put in warmers or whatever. But for hiking type hunts, spot and stalk, that Wild Rock GTX does real well. I haven't tried the Plus out. Like I said, I have the regular 400 grain, whatever. I'm assuming the 800, which is double the insulation, is quite a bit warmer. So that's my take on boots right now. That's what I'm wearing. Take it or leave it. Like I said, it's one of those things you need to try out, and don't just take my word for it. So moving to my cold weather setup for hunting. So I hunting in South Dakota every year, and we pretty much see single digits every morning, and we've had days where it warms up to 70 degrees. So usually when I go up there, I bring the kitchen sink with me just in case, but my normal day-to-day setup is I wear the Timberland pants or Timberline pants over a I wear the merino next to my skin, and then I wear the heavyweight core pant over that. So it's three layers. And then on my upper body, again, I do the same thing. Merino, then I wear the heavyweight core shirt. And then more times than not, I'll wear the Traverse Zip Tee, which is a real thick, heavy fleece kind of material, kind of like a furry inside. And it's a mock turtleneck type. Try not to wear too many hoods, because you get too many hoods, then you get all, your neck feels all constricted, and your movement's all jacked up. I also like, out of the Whitetail lineup, the Celsius jacket. I wish they actually made this jacket in subalpine, but it's not. It's in the elevated too. But I wear the Celsius jacket over that, and then I have a double XL Jetstream that I wear over that. Okay. And the reason, let me tell you why I do that. And I've done several different combinations, and that to me works awesome. Like I'm good. That Jetstream cuts the wind, and it's pretty good for, you know, wicking away moisture, and also good at repelling moisture. So if it's, you know, like drizzle or you get a little snow or whatever, it's a pretty good jacket for that. The Celsius jacket, it's quiet. It's a big, thick, heavyweight fleece deal, you know. And in South Dakota, I do a lot of sitting and glassing. I'm spending like the better part of the morning glassing, as you do on most spot and stalk hunts. You know, you're sitting, you hike to a certain spot, you sit down, so you've generated some body heat hiking to that spot, then you sit down, maybe you're sweating a little bit or whatever. And just a little pro tip, what I do is I will actually, when I hike out to a spot, I strip down. I mean, I don't strip my pants because that's too much of a pain in the neck, but I take like that Celsius jacket, I won't be wearing that. I'll be just wearing the Jetstream and I'll hike out. So, and I might be cold hiking out, but once I get to a certain point where I'm generating enough body heat, that goes away. Anyway, so I sit down and I start glassing for a little bit and I let the sweat kind of evaporate, and then I'll throw the Celsius on and then throw the Jetstream back over it. Anyway, I like that setup because when I go on a stalk, the Jetstream is pretty quiet as is by itself. But if I really get, I need to get in close, get in tight, or I need to go where I know I'm going to be busting through brush, basically, or not busting through, but having to work through brush, that synthetic material that's on the puffy jackets, on the Jetstream, whatever, it makes a different sound. And I swear to you that deer associate that sound, or even elk associate that sound with something unnatural. Where, yeah, they might hear some sticks or whatever, twigs rustling, whatever, but it doesn't have that synthetic sound. And I like that fleece outside of the jacket, that soft quiet. And like I said, I put that Jetstream in my backpack and I'll stalk in with the Celsius, and that usually keeps me warm enough and I'm quiet. It's an, you know, all around good performance for me. I used to wear the same two original base layers that I mentioned, the Merino and then the Heavyweight Core, and then I would wear either the Kelvin or Kelvin Light, and then I would wear something over that, either I don't know if I had the Traverse, I don't remember if it was the Traverse or the Jetstream, whatever, but I wore that, and then I got the Puffy, the big Puffy, and I love the Puffy. It's a great jacket, but for me, if you're sitting in a spot where you're going to be, you know, glassing for a long time, it's a nice jacket. You know, it blocks the wind. It's definitely the warmest in the whole lineup that Sitka has. But that outside materials, like, just give you an instance, for instance, I think it was last year. It might have been the year before when I first got it. I was stalking. Again, I was going through some, like, you know, crawling underneath brush and whatever. And I hit a couple of, you know, branches where it went, made that swiping sound against my, you know, and deer that I was moving in on heard that noise and automatically keyed into that as something, you know, not natural and possible threat. The other thing is that rips easy. So it's not something you want to go through, like here in Arizona, you know, not that you have a whole lot of use for that here in the desert, but I mean, there's days we get really cold days in January and in December. You can't go through cat's claw with that. That's like a no-no. You will not have a jacket by the time you come out of it. So for me, it's a very specific tool, and it's not as versatile. That's my opinion. That's what my experience has shown me. So that's why I like to set up this way. One of the tools that I found was awesome, and it's, again, not offered in any of the big game patterns. So if you're a guy that likes to be matchy-matchy, this is not something you want to listen to. But the Incinerator GTX hat, again, it's offered in Elevated 2, and I think they make another one that's very close to that in the Waterfowl, but that Incinerator GTX hat 1, the outer layer is waterproof. So if it starts snowing or raining, you're covered. Keeps your ears awesomely warm. I wore radar hats for 20-some-odd years. I don't know if you're familiar with a radar beanie hat. Almost every picture you see me in cold weather, that's what I'm wearing. those are awesome. I've always loved them. This is a radar hat and a baseball cap had a baby together. So you get the best of both worlds. You get a bigger, longer brim to keep the sun and for glassing and whatnot. Keep rain out of your face. And you get all the warmth of a beanie, basically. And it's a great hat. You look a little stupid. You look a little bit like Elmer Fudd, but who gives a shit? It's not a fashion show out there. And honestly, it's my go-to. Gloves. So, for the most part, while I'm glassing, I wear my Stormfront GTX gloves. And then I'll switch. If I spot a deer and I'm going on a stalk, I find that as soon as I start hiking a bunch, man, my hands, they get so, like, sweaty. And it's hard. Well, you know, they're bigger gloves, too. It's harder to shoot. Even though I practice with them and whatnot, it's harder to shoot with those gloves. So I switch to the mountain glove before I head off on a stalk. And more times than not, my hands will stay warm because I'm moving. I'm moving a bunch. And I'll still have the ability to shoot better with those gloves. I'll be able to ambulate, you know, my fingers or manipulate my fingers better. If I got to work my, you know, rangefinder or my binos, whatever. So, you know, it's kind of a pain in the neck. You're wearing something to be glassing. Take that stuff off, stuff it in your pack, and then now you're wearing something else. But that's the way I roll. You know, I find that having optimal comfort allows me to hunt harder and longer and usually translates into success. And that's one of the things I do. Even though, you know, I'm a Sitka guy or whatever, you know, being comfortable is the most important thing to me. And you try to be brand loyal, whatever, to an extent, but once it starts hurting, if it's going to hurt your hunting or whatever, you know, that stuff goes out the door. So one of the things that I have done in the past, well, at least I started last year, in South Dakota, was I have a pair of, I mean, they're like gauntlets, they're giant, like ski gloves, basically, that on those like really bad days. We get days up there that are single digit and 20, 30 mile an hour winds, whatever. South Dakota is that way. It's like if it's not blowing 20, it's blowing 30. So those mornings, I'll wear those, and they're battery operated, and they keep your fingers warm. So a lot of times I might not even bring the GTX gloves with me, the Stormfronts. I'll just roll with those battery operated ones, and then again switch to the mountain glove when it's time to go on a stalk or whatever. I think that's it, really. I mean, I try to keep it simple. I have, other than the jackets, you know, the underlying stuff, the base layer stuff, everything that's on the outer shell, I don't worry too much about, but the stuff underneath where you're sweating into, I try to keep at least three or four changes of clothes with me. Luckily, where I'm hunting, and usually when I do cold weather hunts, even hot weather hunts, I'm kind of this way. People, you can call me a wuss or whatever, but I prefer to stay in civilization, a cabin, a trailer, or someplace where I have a shower or ability to wash clothes, whatever. I find better success that way. But anyway, I'll keep three or four with me, and then, you know, I'll wash them, and you know, if I'm hunting for a week, I'll always have a fresh pair to keep my scent down, and so on and so forth. Because we do, in South Dakota, it's like, it's one of those places where everything works. You could sit in a tree stand, you could sit in a ground blind, you can hunt on water, you can hunt, you know, close to ag fields, You could do pure spot and stalk in the Badlands. You could do a combination of all that, you know, decoying, calling. It's just one of those magical places for us that all that stuff works. So I like to be as versatile as possible. And, you know, so in order to be versatile, I'd like to have all my tools be versatile as well. And that's my setup. If you have any specific questions about it, you know, feel free to contact me, or if you want me to clarify on anything. I pretty much have everything Sika makes. I make fun of her for all their clothes and bags and shoes that she buys, but if she really knew how much money I spent on the shit that I have, we'd be in trouble. But yeah, I'm going to use all the same stuff on the late season elk hunts that I have here in Arizona. I have late season elk clients during the rifle season, and I'll use the same stuff. It's the same scenario. I'm going to drive, probably hike up a ridge, get to a point, glass, find elk, hopefully hike again to another place where I can shoot. We can shoot them from, shoot them, you know. So it's going to be like, it's very similar. The only difference is we got a rifle and not shooting bows, but and obviously we're hunting elk and not deer. But the weather, the activity, it's very similar, and I like to be versatile. I like to be able to move quickly. I also like to be comfortable at all points, because bitter cold, numb feet, numb toes, numb hands, whatever, it's miserable. You know, when you can't feel your face, can't feel your ears, it's bad. Face, I left that out. I actually carry the gator with me too. I like the gator. It's the neck gator. It's something nice to be able to pull out if you need it, to put it around your face. This year, when we go out, I have the new puffy pants. I have the old puffy pants too, and I bring those with me, but there's something that I don't pack around with me. If it's a place where I can drive to and a real short hike to glass from the truck, I will use them. You know, if I know I only have to go back 100 yards to the truck or whatever and drop them back off before I go on a stalk or something along those lines, that's when I tend to use those. Or I know where I'm going to be sitting in, like, say, a ground blind or something all day long, and I just need something extra warmth, I might wear those. But they are noisy. It's that same outer coating. It's noisy. So they don't lend themselves to be very, very good for close quarter hunting. You know, on a rifle hunt, shit, all day long, you wear those and be good. It's just those, you know, close proximity hunts that you don't. I'd almost look into the Whitetail line. They have some pretty awesome, you know, stuff like that in the bibs and whatnot. But here's the problem with those, is that material picks up burrs and stuff like that. So if you're hiking around, you know, especially out here, you know, in the West where you're, you know, busting brush or whatever, you're going to come out looking like you rolled around in, you know, in a hayfield or something. You're going to have little stickers and little, you know, pieces of grass sticking out of everywhere, because that fleece type material picks up everything. So there's, you know, there's give and take with everything. That's why I kind of like to wear the Timberland pants as an outside layer and try to beef up my base layers to stay as warm as possible. And, yeah, I think that's it. If you have, like I said, if you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, and I'll be happy to answer them the best I can. And good luck this season. We got quite a bit where everything's just starting to roll right now. So quite a bit of season left. So enjoy it while we at it. Hey, guys, want to stay connected with the podcast? Check out my blog. johnstallone.me. That's www.johnstallone.me. And you could go on there. On the top right-hand corner, there's a little subscribe box. Quickly put in an email address, hit subscribe, and boom, you're done. There's a lot of great information on there, a lot of posts that go hand-in-hand with the podcasts that we do, plus gear reviews, plus we have the signature t-shirts on there, the I Eat Fast Food t-shirts, and the Tuesday Coosday shirts. It's a really good way to stay connected with the podcast. And thanks for listening.